Good morning, Leslie Ann, and a big Chuck with you.
Good morning, Leslie Ann. You know, a fun thing, I have done a little of it. My wife Trish is trying to do more and more of it, is going out on Saturday morning to watch little teeny tiny kids play sports.
Really?
It's a riot. It's a riot.
Cute.
Well, she goes for her niece and her nephew, Graham and Hadley, are little kids, you know, like 5 and 3, something like that.
Right.
Doing soccer and doing gymnastics.
Right.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
And my daughter Katie sends me videos of Connor, who was 3, in Hawaii, where Katie's husband is stationed, playing tag football. It's a riot.
Oh, my Lord.
To
I can only imagine
them.
What that's like, because they don't really know what they're doing.
Well, she showed me a video of Connor. He was the center on the football team, and you hear
right.
the coach go, "Hike!" And Connor just stands up, turns around, hands the football to the quarterback behind him, and the quarterback ran the wrong way to a touchdown.
So these are 3-year-olds.
3 and 4-year-olds. How cute. How cute is that, you know?
That's hilarious.
And did you do that when you were a kid? Did you?
No, you know what? We didn't have all these youth-organized sports. I mean, it was all through school.
It was through school.
And it didn't start until junior high.
Yeah.
So there was nothing before that.
Look at how it's expanded for the young people today.
Oh, my word. The fact that they're starting at 3.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But they love it, and they
learn. It's pretty funny,
though.
And it's,
you know, it's just adorable to watch 3 and 4-year-olds at the end of the game. I admire the coaches who do it, you know.
Talk about patience.
They line the teams up to do the high fives at the end of the game, you know. And I just think it's great. And there's so much of it in our area.
Oh, yeah. Where
Saturday morning is crazy.
Fun. It's packed. It's action-packed. You go to any field, and there's some organized sporting event
now,
going on.
Now, the earliest thing that I remember when I grew up, I was in Little League, and I was in Pee Wee League, actually, before that.
Right.
So I'm not really sure anymore.
Actually, I did that, too, I think.
Not really sure what the ages on Pee Wee League was.
I don't know.
But
10, maybe.
Maybe 10. Yeah,
9, 10.
I don't remember much younger. I don't remember 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds out there on a Saturday morning. Something
not that
organized.
Young.
But there was something that came to Sydney when I was just not 10, I don't think, called Punt, Pass, and Kick. And it was a national program.
I think they still have that.
And we interviewed somebody about that, I guess, a couple of years ago. And I remember Punt, Pass, and Kick coming to Sydney, and I was very little, and all of my friends and I. And we thought this was our way into the NFL.
Yeah, right.
That somebody is going to see Chucky D'Imperio punting a ball
right.
on the Moose Field in Sydney in 1957.
And sign you right up for the NFL.
And sign me right up for the NFL.
That's
of course,
funny.
It didn't happen like that. It didn't happen like that. But I just wanted to give a shout out to all of the parents I know who go on these weekend journeys with their children.
Action-packed.
And especially the coaches. You see them giving up their time to play football with 4-year-olds.
Or
soccer, yeah, or baseball. And I just think it's so admirable what they do.
Yeah.
And you didn't have it. That's too
no.
bad.
Well, you know what? If you think about it, Chuck, when we were kids,
yeah.
there wasn't 5,000 TV channels.
Yeah.
There wasn't electronic games.
True.
There were no computers.
True.
There weren't all these things that are taking today's kids out of sporting activities. When we were kids, we played outside all day.
Oh, of course.
All day.
Well, and if you didn't, you were kicked outside by your parents.
Yeah,
my parents
exactly.
would say,
we were.
Get out of the house.
Uh-huh. So we didn't need youth sports because
that's a good
point. Were already
there
doing it.
There was a pickup game going on the empty lot in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So now they have to organize this
the distractions
just so kids
today,
get that in.
Right, the distractions today. Well, we've talked about that, and we've actually talked about that in previous water coolers. I mean, you know, you can try and pick your favorite toy that got you outside. You know, maybe it was your bike. Maybe it was a pogo stick. Maybe it was a hula hoop. Maybe
it was whatever.
Roller skates, whatever. My favorite plaything when I was a kid was a dirt pile.
Yeah. We played in plenty of those.
I mean,
a sandbox.
I would find a gigantic dirt pile, and you could put me there with my bag of little green soldiers. You could put me there in the morning.
You'd be good all day.
And I'd have to be dragged out at sundown. And I would have roads, and I would have ponds, yeah. and I would have military fortresses, and I would have lines of defense. And yeah, I remember going inside and bringing out a paper cup of water to fill the lake.
Oh, on
the
yeah.
I mean, it was great. And it was almost free.
Yeah.
Almost
I agree.
Free.
I miss that. I yeah. miss those times.
Yeah, that was good. That was awesome. Those days were good. Well, yep. when it was almost free, if you stop and think about
yeah.
it. I mean, I can't think of how much the things that the kids today, what they want. I mean, I would want them too.
Yeah.
You know, can
well,
I have
sure.
this shirt? $69. Okay.
Yeah,
you can have
at
it,
least.
You know. All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.